as most of you know, those of you who know me well, know I grew up in New York City. The furthest thing from sheep. Not a whole lot of sheep in New York City, or at least none that I can remember. None that travel around. And I wasn't exposed to much of farm life until I went off to college in Nebraska. But even then, I don't recall seeing very many sheep. Lots of cattle, lots of cows, lots of horses, but I don't recall seeing much sheep. Probably wasn't until I went to Ireland, and there I got an experience of what sheep were. When you're driving along in some of the back roads as you go in various parts of Ireland, you'll come across essentially a stampede of sheep that are crossing the road. And there's not a darn thing you can do about it. They're everywhere. And normally in the front, you'll see there's someone who's a shepherd, and he'll be either blowing a whistle or he'll be screaming, and the sheep will just go trotting along. And you just sit and you wait. You wait for the sheep to go across. You may see someone riding on a horse, or you may see a dog running alongside. But then you see the sheep. Now, in New York, we had lots of other animals. We had rats and pigeons, but no sheep. Come to think of it, rats and pigeons are no different than much sheep. Because sheep are actually some of the dumbest animals in the world. If you do some research on sheep, you'll find out that not only are they stupid animals, but they also smell terrible. A lot like the people I used to ride on the subways in New York City. Because I was one of them, I can make fun of them too. But sheep are basically dumb animals. And I'm thinking to myself, why does Jesus over and over and over again refer to us as being his sheep? Today is Good Shepherd Sunday. And if you know something about sheep, you know that they are very attuned to hear the voice of their shepherd. They know their shepherd's voice. They hear it off in a distance, and they'll come running to their shepherd. And so, okay, Jesus is saying, we should be listening to his voice. We should know his voice. But something in addition about shepherd is that they can distinguish between the voices of other people. And oftentimes, the shepherds would name their sheep, and they would call them by name, and they would come running, much like a pet, like a dog or a cat. Well, cats never come when you call them, but dogs do, okay? They always come. So maybe we're like dogs, we're like sheep, and Jesus is trying to teach us a little bit of a lesson. But something that goes on further is the role of the shepherd and what the shepherd does for his sheep. We hear in today's gospel that the shepherd will lay down his life for his sheep. And this becomes apparent when you have the opportunity to go to Israel and you see some of the sheep off in the distance. And you know that there are lots of Bedouins who are the shepherds out there of these sheep flock. And what they used to do in Jesus' time is they would build these rock pens with only one entrance in. And the same entrance in was the exit out. But what would happen is the shepherd would herd his flock in there at night, so that coyotes or wolves or whatever else was lurking around wouldn't get them, and the shepherd would then literally lay down across the entrance to that sheep gate. And if necessary, he would protect his sheep from the wolves or from other Bedouins who were trying to come and steal them. He would literally give up his life for those sheep who knew his voice. So Jesus is telling us today on this Good Shepherd Sunday several things. One, listen to my voice. Listen to me. And I wonder how many of us really know the voice of Jesus. How many of us are just 1 hour a week Christians that we come and just listen to the Word of God just for 1 hour a week? Or how many of us ever bothered to open up our Bibles, or are they just collecting dust at home? How can we possibly know the voice of our shepherd if we don't listen to it? So, going a little bit further, Jesus turns around and says, I am the good shepherd. I am the one who will give my life for you. Listen to me. Do we truly understand that? How much this shepherd, this Jesus, came to give us? In this Easter season, sometimes we take it for granted. We say, yes, Lord, you've risen, you've given us eternal life, but it cost him his life first for us, so that we could be with him forever. But notice how he says the shepherd is different from the hired hand. See, the hired hand is the one who says, oh yes, I'll protect your flock. But when trouble comes, the hired hand runs away. And how many of us are like that hired hand who at the sound of trouble, we go run away and we refuse to listen to Jesus' voice? That's what the first reading was all about. See, Peter, we all know, Peter was the one who Jesus said, you are the rock upon the foundation of your confession. I will build my church. You are going to be the rock upon which I build my church. And Peter and the others, we know, listened to his voice and followed him. But when the moment of truth came, what did Peter do? He denied him. He ran away. He let Jesus be taken off by the wolves. How many of us are like that? Like that Peter, who run away when confronted with the fact and somebody asks you, are you a Christian? Are you a Christian? Do you believe in Jesus? Now, we may not have to defend Jesus in the way that some others do. I heard Father Sonny give a homily earlier this morning. He talked about all of the missionaries in the various churches where he's been. He's been in the Philippines. He talked about all these priests and these 35 parishioners of this one parish who were executed one by one because they refused to deny Jesus. That was in the Philippines. And he gave other examples of Christians in other parts of the world who were being executed for their faith. Would we be brave enough to turn around and say, yes, Lord, we believe? Or would we run away like Peter did that first time that he was confronted with that problem? But Peter's story didn't end there. You see, in this first reading, what had happened is he and others were arrested and they were being brought to trial before the Sanhedrin because they had cured people and they were being imprisoned because they were curing people. And then Peter, our rock, turned around and said, it is by the name of Jesus and Jesus alone that we do this. And he stood up for his Lord. And it's based upon the fact that he stood up and fought and said essentially that I will not deny my faith, that we then become those living stones built on the cornerstone of Jesus, built on the rock of Peter's confession, that we become those living stones even today. Our faith has to be strong enough so that we can be solid and we can boldly proclaim Jesus as Lord. And Jesus is counting on each and every one of us to continue to be the shepherds, just like the shepherds of old. He wants each and every one of us to be those shepherds to guide others and us to be willing to lay down our lives for him. How many are ready to sign up and do that? Wow. I don't see anybody's hands raised. I see one, two. How many are ready to lay down their life for the shepherd and say, "Yes, Lord, I believe"? A few. Today is also Vocation Sunday. When we ask God for blessings upon our shepherds in the church today and for other shepherds to come in the future. But yet we spend so much time criticizing the shepherds that we have. We spend so much time criticizing Father Abel or Father Sonny or others. I hear more criticism about this pope now than I've heard about other popes in years to come. Or years gone by, I'm sorry. I don't know whether I'm coming or going. It's been a long day. But I hear more criticism about this pope than I've heard of any other pope in my lifetime. When are we going to learn to listen to his voice? That's the message of today. Pray for vocations. Pray for other good and holy people to answer the call to God. Pray that you yourselves will have the courage to answer his call. Pray that you will listen to his voice and know his voice. And pray that you will say yes to following him. Amen.